Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I had talked with you a while ago about some changes at the House of Correction with this, I'm going to call it the unlimited phone call policy. And then I happened to read a very good article in the Plymouth Independent by Andrea Estes about what's going on down there. So we thought we'd bring you in here to ask you a few questions. So what's happening with unlimited calls for inmates? And this has not always been the story.
No, this has not always been the story for certain. But, you know, who am I? We all get free unlimited international and local phone calls, don't we? Oh, no, that's right, we don't.
Okay.
But that seems to be that, you know, in January, a new piece of legislation went into effect that essentially gives all the inmates, not just at the county correctional facilities, pretrial and serving sentences, but also with Department of Corrections. So they now have free and unlimited access by phone
wherever. When you say unlimited, just give me some numbers so I know what we're talking about. Can they stay on the phone all day?
Yeah, well, with reference to our phone system, the phone call will time itself out after 30 minutes.
Okay.
But the inmate can redial. In Andrea Estes' story, Andrea Estes did some tremendous research for this. She shared it with us, and she talked to me and several members of my staff about this. But we had one incident where one inmate on a particular day was on the phone for 7 hours and 13 minutes.
It's a lot to talk about.
That is a lot to talk. I don't think I could do anything for 7 hours except maybe sleep.
Massachusetts, what, one of five states that allow this?
Yes, there are five states, Connecticut, California, Minnesota, Colorado, and us. And most of those states, I think, are prudently limiting those phone calls to 30 minutes.
Now, yeah, I'm not sure if you can give me numbers on this. Is it a lot of people spending this kind of time on the phone? Is it some of them? Is it most of them?
Well, I would say it's a majority of the individuals that are in the facility that are doing that. And as you can imagine, with anything, any commodity that you're introducing into that type of a setting, you're going to get a certain amount of predatory individuals who are going to reserve those phones and, you know, sort of monopolize that. So it causes some problems.
Now, what's this costing? What kind of money are we talking about here?
Well, last year, the state budget appropriated $25 million to this. In April, the state's county jails, the inmates spent 13 million minutes on the phone. And the total expense statewide for that 1 month, which is in April, was $1.6 million. Our share of that was $77,000 in Plymouth County.
Do you see anything positive out of this? Is there a happy medium to give them, you know, inmates access to their families, et cetera? Because I know some people have had a not happy experience where they're able to bypass certain problems and start harassing people who maybe were responsible for filing the complaints that got them into the House of Correction.
Not just harassing those individuals, but intimidating other witnesses in cases against them. You can see, and continuing criminal enterprises. You know, if I'm a drug dealer or some type of a criminal business person, I love the fact now I can continue to run my business from inside the prison at the public expense.
Okay, let me play the devil's advocate here. Well, mini devil. Did anybody ask the opinions of the sheriffs about this?
They did not. And at least they did not ask me or in any official capacity the Sheriff's Association. If they had, I certainly would have expressed an opinion that this legislation, the way it came out, was ill-advised. And I do know, in defense of the legislators, I think they perhaps had good intentions here. And what they were wanting to do is facilitate family reunification. And I, you know, that's, I think, an admirable goal, and to help individuals with reentry. You know, maybe they're going to be setting up job interviews or things for when they get out or whatever. You know, and we like to help with those types of things. But I think what people fail to recognize or think about is the fact that the largest number of individuals serving sentences with us, and I think it's true of all correctional facilities statewide, are there for crimes of domestic violence. And what we've done, essentially, is given them free and unfettered, unlimited access to harass their victims or continue to harass those victims. And think about the families on the outside too. They've got children oftentimes that need to get schoolwork done. You've got spouses who are trying to get those kids ready for school, prepare meals, get them ready for bed. They don't have time necessarily to be spending 7+ hours on the phone with these individuals cooling their heels in jail.
What do you see happening? Is this going to be resolved somehow or mediated?
Well, I'm it's really, you know, it's a statute, so there's really no mediation of it. But I do think that it's important for members of the voting public and the listening audience to say to their legislators, you know, we don't think this is a terrible idea necessarily, but it's certainly been implemented in a very bad way. We support the idea of family reunification, but let's put certain reasonable limits on this, like mm-hmm. like the other states have done. Massachusetts, for some reason, saw fit to do this in an unlimited fashion. And I think really anything unlimited is never, ever a good thing.
What do you think would be reasonable?
Well, I think you could have, you know, you've got a certain call list, which we do anyway, mm-hmm. but limit those phone calls to half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, let's say. I mean, how often do you spend on the phone? I don't spend that much time
on the
phone.
Not like I used to, no.
No,
not
no,
since
no.
junior high.
No, right. That's teenagers are one thing, but, you know, we don't have a lot of teenagers serving sentences. And I think we really, if we put, you know, not just for the fiscal reasons, because this is a real budget buster, and people, when I've talked to people in the community about it, I've generally been met with outrage. I mean, people are really upset when they know about this, and how come I don't know about this is the question. And I say, well, I can't answer that question, but certainly pay attention, and I'm telling you now. So this is something I think people need to take note of and maybe contact their state representative or the state senator and say, look, let's reevaluate this, get some input from Department of Corrections and the sheriffs, and let's make a reasonable statute that's going to accomplish the purpose you're seeking to do.
We'll be keeping in touch with you about this one to see how it plays out, if there's going to be any changes. Again, that's Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.